following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
You can
make it! I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
The game is over.
The game is over and the Seahawks win over a game Saints outfit after winning their game a week ago. But these Seahawks find a way at CenturyLink Field.
Cam Newton throws one to the end zone, broken up. For the third consecutive year, the San Francisco 49ers will play for the NFC Championship. And next week, it's round three, Seattle.
Victory formation for Tom Brady and the Pats. Bound for the AFC Championship game for the third straight year.
They run it right up the gut. Knowshon easy first down to the 32. Manning with a clenched fist and a thrust into the air. And this one is going to end in Denver. And it is time to start thinking about the rematch between the Broncos and the Patriots.
Could the Patriots really lose three AFC Championship games in a row?
I don't know, man. You know what the question is can Peyton Manning lose another playoff game? I know everybody's got him penciled in to go. Yeah, I think it doesn't make any difference because I think you got it right first off the bat. I think the San Francisco 49ers are your Super Bowl champions.
Really?
Dude, I told you they were going to beat the shit out of the Panthers. And even though on the scoreboard it looked like a lot closer game, here's what you saw. You saw a young football team come out, running its mouth, hyped up beyond belief. It's just like a freaking sugar crash for a little kid, right? It's Christmas morning. Screaming all over the goddamn place, and an hour later they're laying down, sleeping, while the 49ers took their thumb and applied pressure after pressure after pressure after pressure and crushed them. I hate them, but I did like watching that game because that's basically what they did. They just put him in a vice and kept squeezing him.
He is an analyst, everybody.
I'll be analyzing football. I'm making comments.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 242. Coming up, getting high on Monday night.
Oh, cool.
Blunt rolling with Dion. There's a theme here, John.
Oh, all right. Okay. Is this something we do at, you know, Monday night football games in Mile High Stadium? Up in Colorado?
Right.
Weed!
If you're in Denver at every quarter at 4:20 left in the quarter, does everybody blaze up in the crowd?
Yeah, and they smoke the Peyton Manning strain.
Why not?
The Browns coaching job is radioactive, John.
It must be, dude. No, I'm serious. I don't know what's the matter there.
Oh, and some other things coming up. But, yeah, you know, and here's the thing. I should have gone with the Niners, but I hate doing that. Okay, at the beginning of the year, we always do our picks.
Right.
And I picked the 49ers and the Broncos to go to the Super Bowl. So here they are, playing to go to the Super Bowl, and I'm picking against the Niners. And because I had to be honest, and I'm going to do the same thing this week.
Nope. Don't think so.
But if I'm wrong, well, now I'm a genius because back on Labor Day, I said San Francisco and Denver were going to the Super Bowl.
It's a good thing nobody recorded any of that shit because I think I said something really stupid. Although one of my teams is still sitting there, the Patriots. You just can't count them out ever. I don't care what Brady's got. You could throw him out there with some luncheon loaf. You know, some of that Oscar Mayer Swiss loaf which looks like somebody threw up in a package.
And I don't think that picking Atlanta was stupid. I don't. You know, I completely understood. I mean, they got one game away last year, so.
Well, they won four games this year, so no, it was pretty freaking stupid. Watch, some Falcon fan will yell at me, they won five.
whatever.
I told you, went a year too early. Now watch, they'll bounce back and go next year.
No, I know, I know. And then I'll have to say forever that I'm 2 years off.
Right.
So, well, no, I'd be 1 year off again, I guess.
San Fran and Carolina, they were fighting on every friggin' play. I loved that game.
Uh-uh. At the beginning of the game, they were fighting on every friggin' play. In the first quarter, Carolina was scrapping and swatting and doing all kinds of stuff. And by the middle of the third quarter, Carolina was slinking around on the field with their tail down between their legs like they just got busted shitting on the floor. They got smacked down like a bunch of young pups. Like I knew they would. Like I knew they would. When they stuffed big old frickin' Superman at the goal line, dude, on the fourth and goal, when they just took Cam Newton and just stopped him cold.
Right.
Navarro Bowman, yep. My high school, Suitland High School, woohoo!
Donovan McNabb, what'd you think of that game? Oh, okay.
Hey, the Panthers are just too young. Now, that might be my pick next year. They're just not, you know, I mean,
right.
Like I told you, the week off is going to hurt them. And I don't think that the Seahawks' supposed home field advantage. Look, man, you get 16 and you can score 16 points in three quarters against the 49ers. You ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Why? The Niners only scored 7 the last time they were up there, didn't they?
Oh, I know. But last week against the Saints, I mean, they throttled the Saints. They did the same thing, basically.
Right.
They just clamped down on the Saints and wouldn't let them do anything. The Saints looked like they were completely. They just look like they kept. You ever seen that? You know, everybody's seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Where they run up and they start attacking that goddamn stone wall with swords.
Right.
Clang, clang, clang.
That's what it was like.
It reminded me of. They had no answer.
That's exactly what it was like.
Right. But San Francisco's offense is a bit better, a bit more well-rounded, and I think their defense is just as goddamn good as Seattle's. I'm taking the 49ers.
Peyton Manning sure tried to lose that playoff game, didn't he?
He sure did. I mean, here again, man. You can't. What, he scored 24 points?
Yeah, but he did that, like, easily. And then all of a sudden, they couldn't do anything.
Well, they were 17-0. They were up. And then the fourth quarter came along, and San Diego finally got their shit together and started to put some points up. But, yeah, I was looking for the upset because I called the upset in that game. I was almost there. But, yeah, that's not a typical Manning game. What were they scoring, 47 points a game up until, like, week 7?
I know.
Yeah, 24 points, that's not going to win against Brady and LeGarrette Blount.
Holy crap.
No shit. That dude is a beast.
He is, man. That's that guy that you kept in the keeper league. That was the guy you expected to have.
Yeah, that was the one I picked first in the first draft I was ever in with your league, was that guy. And then he turned into freaking Cinderella or Tinkerbell, and I got rid of him. And now look at him. Now look at you.
They sign him to a contract. He's a first-round pick next year.
They do it all the time, right? They pick up backs off the scrap heap, Corey Dillon, you know? This guy, LeGarrette Blount. And they run the hell out of him. And go to they win. They just win.
I think they should keep him.
I think they're going to win again. I'm taking the Patriots.
Oh, the road teams.
Yep, Patriots and Niners in the Super Bowl.
Well, I can't agree. I'm going Denver, Seattle.
All right, well, that's very interesting because here on our Facebook page, Daniel Schell has said this comment. Tom versus John, loser has to take the Cleveland Browns coaching job. And we so now we have a contest.
Oh, no.
Whichever one of us comes out worse next week has to take the Browns coaching job.
That's great.
I hope it comes with its own shit waiters.
Nobody want to stay in Cleveland.
Right, Freddie. Nobody wants to stay in Cleveland.
I'm telling you what, I flew out of there once, and when I flew over it, it was like, ugh. Everything's the color of turds. Ugh.
You think Freddie Smoot was at home laughing at Steve Smith?
Probably.
Steve Pinocchio Smith.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the first touchdown pass that Smith caught was a pretty one. That was, I mean, that right over the back shoulder there.
Yeah. They were in that it. They were rolling. They were right in the game. They looked like the Panthers. It was all good, and then it changed.
Well, they were up right then, 7-6. They went up because they held the 49ers to two field goals. They marched right down on them.
Well,
they got an interception.
One of the problems you had there was the failing on fourth down.
Right.
The deflected interception.
Right.
You know, and that cost them. And then I think, who was doing that game?
It was
that Aikman? Aikman and Buck?
No, Aikman and Buck did Seattle and the Saints. I think it was, I don't know who the hell they were. It was two no-names, man. It was two people that I can't even remember who the hell they were. I think it might have been Rondé Barber or John Lynch. I think it was, no, it was John Lynch because I made a comment because they showed a picture of him. They showed him, you know, while he's sitting there in the booth. Dude looks like a lizard. Next time you look at John Lynch, holy shit, he's like a his eyes are on the side of his freaking head.
Right, yeah, he's a reptilian alien. Living among us,
yeah,
right?
He is. He's one of those alien overlord people.
Maybe it was him. Maybe it was him, but because he was doing color, and he kept saying, you know, the thing was that there in the second half, that Carolina, the 8-minute drive where they came away with no points.
Right.
That was the killer.
Right. And, you know, you can say their failure on fourth down, but I think it depends on how you look at it. Roger Goodell would like you to think they failed on fourth down because all he wants is offense. I think it was a fucking superior masterpiece on fourth down when, I can't remember, was it Bowman or was it the other one? I mean, just grabbed him around the shoulder pads, man on man, and pushed him backwards.
Yeah.
There was no, it was just the two of them. Boom. That was nice. After flying over the top of the pile and watching Cam Newton do the flop of the century. Dude, that was pretty funny.
A lot of rain in Seattle and New England.
Imagine that. A lot of rain in Seattle.
Yeah, I know.
Get the fuck out of here. No shit. It was raining, and then it was sunny, and then it was raining, and then it was sunny. God was up there going, watch this. These people think they're loud.
Anyway, I was reading about this on TMZ. Arian Foster got a baby mama, John. Or gonna have a baby mama. Brittany.
Uh-oh. Why didn't he call the coach and demand he drive over an abortion kit for him? I need a morning after pill. Drive one over for me.
Well, I don't think she'd have taken it because this chick's a gold digger.
No, well then I guess she got one.
Yeah, she hit the baby mama lottery.
Maybe. What she might also have done is set herself up for a car accident.
Oh no.
Foster doesn't strike me as the nicest guy.
You got a Ray Caruther?
Yeah, man. Foster, he's the one that's selling stock in himself, right? He's selling futures in his future earnings, right?
Yeah, he was earlier in the year, I know.
This is what you call... I'm not so versed on business, but what do you call this? My employee margin is too high. Why couldn't I have had a baby mama from some cheaper country? That way my value doesn't go down.
Her name is Brittany, if that's her real name, and she's pretty blonde with big fake boobs, and now Arian's married. He's a married man.
Oh well, you know, there you go.
But there's all kind of pictures on TMZ. These two, it's not like they just had a one night stand. They knew each other before.
I knew him from a long time ago. He bought me drinks in a bar. Actually, he didn't really buy me any drinks. He called his coach and made him drive over there and buy me a drink. He wasn't allowed, you know. I would have violated all kinds of rules, is what he said.
Well, apparently he's trying to strong-arm Brittany into having an abortion, and she's not having it.
He keeps kicking me in the belly. Every time I see him, he's pushing me down the steps.
Jesus. Well, she's filed a lawsuit.
Yep.
And
yep, that's
TMZ.
Exactly right. That's the name of the baby, you know.
Lawsuit.
That's right.
Well, TMZ Sports obtained legal docs filed in Texas. Brittany claims the Houston Texans running back knocked her up several months ago.
That's right.
Foster is married, like I said. And in the lawsuit, Brittany says she's currently 17 weeks pregnant, alleges that after she found out she was with child, Arian constantly harassed her to get an abortion for the child and also used family members to harass her as well.
That's right. Her father's father showed up at my apartment and was yelling at me, and I said, you shut up. I'm 17 weeks pregnant, and that is, that's a lot of months. You can almost see it. So you go away. He sent his cousin. He sent his sister.
His brother.
He sent his, He sent them all.
His brother went over and told Brittany, if you love Arian so much, you would get an abortion.
That's what he said. He said, if you love Arian so much, like you say that you love Arian, you say, oh, I love Arian, and I do. I love him so much. It's all over the wall in my bedroom, except for one thing I told his brother. He says, but I love more than Arian, and that's Arian's money, and now I get a lot of it.
Well, Brittany claims the child is due in June. She's already obtained a DNA test.
That's right.
DNA test is done, and there is a 99.9% probability that Arian is her baby daddy. So Arian would hear the words, you are the father.
That's right, because I don't even want to have to go on Mari to drag him on there. And 99.9% accurate is
All right, well, so Brittany wants child support, obviously. She also wants a restraining order to force Arian to stop applying abortion pressure, and she wants damages, John, for emotional distress.
I do. It's been so distressing to me emotionally, Tom. Imagine waking up and there's Arian Foster at the foot of your bed with a vacuum cleaner. Oh, my God, it was horrible. I haven't been able to go to sleep since. As a matter of fact, I've taken to making sure I've got something in between my legs when I go to sleep to make sure I can't get any more things from Arian Foster down there.
Oh, please.
Except for his money!
Can't sleep. She's so excited about the money. That's what it is. Because like I said, she's a gold digger. She dressed up as a gold digger for Halloween in 2012. You got to go to TMZ Sports and see her costume. I mean, she has a gold shovel. She's got all gold everything on, and she's a gold digger.
That's just, you know, people always take Halloween as a joke. They always think it's not very serious. Personally, I like to take it to show my inner self.
All right, well, now Arian has also filed legal documentation painting Brittany as, quote, a shameless fame whore who's trying to exploit the pregnancy to get a reality TV show. Do you suppose these legal documentations really say fame whore?
Fame whore. That's a new term, Tom. It's a new profession. It's, well, the Kardashians started it, so we're going to have their picture on all of our contracts. But yes, there's all sorts of television stations out there that will pay for my story, and they will let people follow me around and watch me take care of Arian Foster's baby and spend his money! And I can be on TV and be a star.
You whore.
Thank you. I'm a fame whore. Get it right. I'm not one of those whore whores.
Reality
TV show. I won't suck dick for money. I won't fuck for money.
You're going to put your family on a reality TV show. I love it.
Well, of course my family's going to be on the reality TV show. Who the hell do you think's going to raise this kid while I'm out clubbing?
Yeah.
I mean, I got Jesus Christ, Tom. I've got one night deposit slot. I can only use it every 9 months or so. So I got to get out there while I still got it. I can probably cash in 4 or 5 more times before I have to retire.
I could understand if he had her Ray Caruth'd. God, who could live with that in their head every day? Jesus Christ.
She's got, well, now there's cell phones now. She
help, I'm stuck in the trunk from Arian Foster. Help.
Arian Foster said she already indicated in social media postings, that would be on the Facebook and the Twitter, John, that she announced
the Twitter
that she will participate in a reality show revolving around her pregnancy and thereby draw additional media attention. So,
right, because everybody really wants to watch Arian Foster's baby mama have a baby.
Oh, my God.
And listen to him complain about it. Maybe he'll make up with her, get back together for the TV rights, and then, you know, at like 4 in the morning when the baby's crying, wants some fucking milk or something, he can call up the coach and have him drive some over to the other room.
I saw a clip, man. He was, the paparazzi were at his house, man. He was just screaming at him from the driveway.
Look, you know, when a woman hands you her card in a bar and it says fame whore on it, you steer clear.
Right. And she's she's carrying a gold shovel.
Right. I mean, frankly, I've been lucky. You and I, you know, we're on the cusp of major fame. So we have our fair share of groupies, but we keep them at arm's length.
Right.
And thus, we don't have any problems.
That's right. John Tilyard, you stay at arm's length.
Hey, he didn't give us an intro this week.
Yeah.
Goldbreaker.
What a goldbricker. He doesn't take us that seriously anymore. He's more into his brony buddies now.
Doc is pay.
Doc is pay. That's right.
All right. The Cleveland Browns. What a disaster going on in Cleveland, man. I'm telling you what. This team.
Hey,
I don't know how these fans continue to support this team. I have no idea.
Because we can have our own TV show where I can raise Arian Foster's baby and be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Jesus. So they're down yet another candidate. According to Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports, he tweeted, Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles has told the Browns to withdraw his name from their list of head coaching candidates.
Okay, so obviously the only thing the Browns have left to go for is any of the coaches left on any of these four teams.
Right.
Except for Josh McDaniels, who also has withdrawn his name.
Right.
And then it's the Jim Zorn, you know, Goldfish Bowl pluck.
Oh, God. Well, Adam Schefter said that the Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels bowed out because he decided that now is not the right time to move on. However, Mary Kay Cabot of the Plain Dealer said it came as a result of the Browns not assuring McDaniels that he was their top candidate.
Well, if I can't be your number one guy, I don't want to come at all.
Fucking Josh McDaniels. You ever seen those pictures of those videos of those kids at those Madden tournaments and they're yelling into their freaking microphones? Little twerpy fucking 12-year-olds.
Right.
Get off me, bitch! That's Josh McDaniel.
NFL Network's Albert Breer tweeted, you get the increasing feeling, talking to people around the league, that the job, or the Browns' job, is seen as radioactive. Tough spot.
Yeah. Dude, who wants it? Who wants it? Who's going to take it? The one guy that wanted it, we laughed about this last week, and now it's even more apparent. The one guy that wanted that job, they got rid of.
Yeah, after 1 year.
And now Mike Zimmer is in Minnesota, and I've heard rumors, I don't know if anything about this, but that he might want to take Norv Turner as his offensive coordinator over in Minnesota.
Well, yeah, I know. And you got, if you're a potential head coach,
you don't want to kill your reputation by going there anyway.
Well, here's the thing. I know it's Cleveland, which probably isn't the greatest place in the world to live, you know.
This isn't Cleveland!
You know, the river catches on fire and shit, so that's kind of, you know, that sucks. But you've got Norv Turner there, you know, as your offensive coordinator. And we know Norv is a really good offensive coordinator, always has been.
Right.
And you've got this really damn good defense.
Yeah,
you know,
got a defense.
The Cleveland Browns had five players go to the Pro Bowl this year. That's unheard of. Five!
Oh, I know. Five players from the Cleveland Browns at the Pro Bowl that were not driving the bus.
I know.
That's the thing that's the most amazing. Because they've actually had six people there before, but they were all driving the bus.
Well, and now, coming up, you've got two first-round picks, two third-round picks, and two fourth-round picks.
I thought, what was it, Bobby Hoyer? Is that what, Hoying?
Hoyer.
The Hoyer. Yeah, the one they got from New England. I thought up until he got hurt, they were playing really well.
Oh, they were. He was.
Yeah.
And I think that he'll be back to be their quarterback.
Yeah, so I mean, I think there's stuff there to work with.
Oh.
But really, when you got this guy fired after a year, why would you go?
I understand.
You know,
it's tough, man.
And that's what they're running into. Now, speaking of head scratchers, if you're Ken Wisenhunt and you look at the Lions offense and you look at the Lions defense, this is something else we were laughing at last week. What the hell else do they need? If you're looking at all of that, Megatron included, why do you take the Titans job? What the hell's that all about?
I don't know.
Well, you get to bang your cousin down there. That's all right. They don't give a damn.
So, Adam Gase, which is Peyton Manning's towel boy, the offensive coordinator for Denver. He's still top of the Browns list, and they apparently will not hire anybody to be their new head coach until they interview Gase. And now if Gase is their guy and they get him, then none of this other stuff matters. And the problem only comes up if Gase decides against meeting with the Browns. Now you think about it. Denver either loses this week or then after the Super Bowl. And he says to – and you're talking about this guy. Adam Gase says to Cleveland, yeah, I'm not interested. Yeah. Then you've got a problem.
What day? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm washing my hair.
Right.
Oh, I got family coming in. Sorry. To be a Cleveland – I mean, what are they going to do, dude? They got nothing. They're going to have to do like, I mean, seriously, that's what Jim Fossil is probably like. You know, I wonder if anybody's got my phone number. I could jump back in here quickety-lickety-split.
Well, Pat McManaman from ESPN says that the Broncos don't think Gase is ready to be a head coach. And I'm like, well, no, he's Peyton Manning's towel boy. Of course
exactly.
He's not.
This is an exchange between the offensive coordinator and the huddle.
Right. What do you want to do, Peyton?
Right.
All right, that sounds good to me.
That's it. That's his job.
Hey, how about do me a favor? Take a couple of plays, and I gotta take a leak, all right? Go ahead. I'll be back in a minute. Go ahead, and we'll do whatever you want.
Right. That's probably exactly what happens.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Peyton looks up for a, you know, he looks up in the booth for a play. Hey, what do you want to do? It's third and three.
Right.
Hey, what is this I fucking saw the other day? I saw a guy jump into the neutral zone on Omaha. How is it anybody playing against Peyton Manning jumps on Omaha?
I don't know.
Dude yells Omaha every freaking play.
Every time.
And yet he jumps.
Yeah, Omaha Steaks now wants to pay him to endorse them.
What a whore. What a fame whore.
You whore.
But, right.
So here's what you're going to hear on that game. You're going to hear, Omaha, Omaha. And then on the other side, you're going to hear, hurry, hurry.
Right.
He yells hurry every damn time.
Right.
No shit. What, are they going to mosey?
Like, I swear to God, I hear Romo go, kill, kill. Every time.
Right. Right. Kill Whitey. Kill Whitey.
Right.
I have no idea what the hell we're even talking about anymore. Oh, we were talking about the Browns job. I imagine this is like one of their interviews.
Oh, hell. All right, let's go to break.
Oh, shit. Hey, I bought this at a yard sale. What do you think? Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're hired.
Jesus.
All right, break it is.
Let's take a break, and we got your Monday Night High coming up next.
All right, here we go. Our next performer is a very talented guy. A little weird, though. A little weird, I'll tell you that. He's my kind of guy. Okay, Bob Nelson, bring him on. Okay, Bobby, here we are. All right, baby.
Hello. Football in my life. I love football. You can be playing football on the football field with a football. But when I play football, I make sure that I always wear protective gear, such as my helmet and damn shoulder pads. Who's ever going to field without these things on? Because you could get seriously killed. I myself, when I was a little children, I was playing football with my friends, and my head was accidentally ripped from my body. No, and my head was laying in the mud, and my body would run around tackling shit like that. Finally, one of my friends put my head back on my body, and the doctor said that I had Dane Bramage. But my friends don't know what the fuck that shit is. Anyway, the most important piece of equipment is called the cup. Now, it ain't no Dixie cup, and it ain't no coffee mug. And you certainly won't want to be drinking nothing out of it. It's a piece of Tupperware that goes right there, and then you can't get hurt. Look. There ain't no way you can get hurt when you're wearing your cup. Now, I ain't got my cup on. And I can't see shit right now. And my testicles are caught in my shoulder, my pants. But I am not here to talk to you about my testicles. I am here to talk to you about the United Way. The United Way is the best candy bar you can buy. Milky Way. You can fly anywhere in the United States for $175 on the round trip. No, that's United Kingdom. Neutral Omaha. The United Kingdom will fly you to the Milky Way for half price. You see, I don't really know what the United Way is. This producer said, do the commercial real quick. I said, I don't know what it is. But I do know what UNICEF is. UNICEF is the Halloween disease with the milk container kind of kids come around trip for UNICEF. Now, no, seriously, you people probably don't know. No, listen to me, man. You people probably don't know what a UNICEF is. I do. I've seen them. It looks like a unicorn. But ain't no unicorn. It's a UNICEF. It's a man with a Willie Johnson sticking up top of his head like that. I'm serious, man. This is where the term dick face and piss head comes from. These UNICEFs all over the world. And they need your money. They need your money desperately to buy hats. To give to UNICEF. Or you could give to the United Negro College Fund. I give to the United Negro College Fund because the mind is a terrible thing. And it must be stopped in our lifetime before I kill somebody. You know, I've been playing football all my life. If I did not play football, I would not be playing football today. This has been an announcement from the MFL. The NFL. The National Football League. Thank you very much.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Cameron Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose and so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old and my wife is... 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know. I
was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did.
Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
What channel is it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're... Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Sean from RoboFlex, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Bury me with my guns on, so when I reach the other side, I can show him.
Stay off the weed. I don't know how many times I have to say this. Just a thought. Do I look disgusted enough? Living your livelihood and you can't stay off the weed? Really? You know what? Y'all go ahead and do the rest of the show. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so disgusted with these guys. I don't even know what to say. Weed.
I have a feeling it's 420 somewhere.
Oh, yeah, on Monday Night Football, apparently.
That would have been great. How did I miss this?
I don't know. It doesn't say... Well, when...
It had to be a radio group. I mean, because...
Whoa,
Boomer
yeah.
Esiason was only on for 1 year, and Al Michaels was on there with him.
Yeah, that's right. This is Boomer Esiason and Matt Millen, so they... Yeah, it has to be radio.
Dude, that's like... there's like... triple digits of IQ points there, and that's it. There's like 125 IQ points between the two of them. You can split it up however you want.
Boomer Esiason has a radio show, and he loves to talk about this game that he did with Matt Millen when they called this Monday Night Football game. And they apparently got a contact high because
somebody directly under their booth was apparently smoking a bunch of weed.
I don't know if that's even possible, if you can get a contact high. Has anybody actually had that happen to them?
I can't say I ever have, but I don't know if somebody who doesn't smoke, if it's a lot and it's heavy and it's right there, I suppose you could, but I don't know.
You've got to think, though, I'm Mr. THC. I jump up in Matt Millen's brain and I'm going, okay, what am I supposed to do in here? What the hell?
Do you know what weed THC and Matt Millen's brain would say?
This is your brain, and this is your brain on the weed.
Wow! The hell, and Boomer Esiason right along with him,
right?
Don't be a Bogart. Don't be a Bogart.
Monday Night Football.
Right.
He has a mouthful of nachos.
All right. Well, they do sound pretty high, and it's gonna. The farther we go into this, the higher they're gonna sound. But here's the first clip from that game.
Lee Johnson will come in to punt it away from his goal line.
Oh, somebody's got some ganja going to head for.
Ganja.
Major ganja.
Major ganja.
Unbelievable.
Major ganja.
We'll be giggling before the night's out, I'll tell you that.
I'm hungry already.
Here's the kick to Lockett. Makes the catch, 45-50. Lockett, 45 in New England and out of bounds near the 40-yard line.
Seriously,
I mean, really, it's unbelievable. This booth is like right in the stands, and there's somebody doing something down here that they shouldn't be doing, and we're being like, we're inundated with this, right?
Dude,
what's up?
20-10.
Got some munchies.
Patriots lead.
Okay, so it was a Patriots game.
Yeah, I think that was Kevin Lockett returning the kick. Right. So didn't he play? Who did he play for? He played for the Giants at one point. I know that. But, you know, you can always tell the guy that's never gotten high. And in this case, I think it's Boomer Esiason. I think Matt Millen knows a little bit too much about what he's talking
major
about.
Major ganja.
You got the major ganja down there, man. Hey, you got the major ganja down there.
I don't know. Boomer may have at some point in his life. I mean, I doubt.
Well, he did go. Yeah, he went to the University of Maryland, so, yeah.
Well, it kept getting worse from there. Pretty soon they could hardly talk because they were laughing so hard.
To get all the inside info on the NFL, check out the in-depth team reports exclusively at CBS.com.
In-depth team reports. Let me play this again. Hold on. Because he did.
To get all the inside info on the NFL.
I mean, I thought it was Sylvester the Cat there for a second. Listen.
Check out the in-depth team reports exclusively at CBS.sportsline.com.
AKA pretzels.
Never mind the pretzels. It's the dip.
Oh, what a dip it is.
What a dip it is. The in-depth team reports.
It's the dip. That's what's the, you know, you ain't high until you've had the dip. I like clam dip myself.
Right.
You know, I tell you what, man, I've been around a lot of high people, and I just don't hear them laugh like this cliched laughing that these guys do. I guess maybe because I'm usually the one making them laugh. So, I don't know. It's kind of strange to me. I don't know if they're actually really high or not.
Well, okay, so this last clip, some fan... First off, this one, when you listen to this last clip.
They need a fan to blow it away from them.
When you listen to this last clip, it's like the game isn't even happening anymore. They're done with the game, okay? They forgot all about the game. So maybe they really are high. Because then some fan, and I'm wondering if maybe it was one of the guys that was smoking weed, apparently comes right up to the window, pushes his face into the glass.
He's probably listening to the game on the radio.
And starts making faces at him.
That's what Millen thinks anyway.
Right.
So, oh my God, it's Martin Mayhew.
Right, so here's that.
Miami playing Buffalo yesterday.
There's some idiot in front of our booth here. I'm sorry, people.
What is he doing?
He's like, he's not even paying attention to the game. He's got his face smushed up against the window here.
Perfect.
Leaving skid marks.
Leaving skid marks. Oh, my God.
Stay off the weed.
They sounded a mess right there.
I could have swore I seen him. Didn't you see him, Boomer? I seen him. He was right up against the glass. Somebody see if there's some cartoons or something on. I can't tell what the hell's going on out there. He's banging on the glass. Change the channel. Jesus Christ.
Jeez. Oh, shit. I guess they must have gotten high. They sure sounded like they were good and high.
That last clip, they really did. The game was just an afterthought at that point.
I got the cotton mouth there, Tom. I need some, you know what would be good is some Dr. Pepper with a pickle in it.
You know, we're talking about LeGarrette Blount a little while ago. Speaking of weed, Blount.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. Somebody give Tom a gold star. That was an excellent reference.
Deion Sanders talking about that Blount.
That Blount is rolling.
Well, yeah, that's what you do with
it. Oh!
Of course.
Man, that Blount was good tonight.
Right.
Weed.
Yeah, you can always tell the guy that doesn't smoke it, and I don't think Deion's ever smoked.
Probably not.
He's just making jokes.
Probably not.
He's just making jokes.
He also had this to say.
Tom Brady was so effective, almost flawless. I don't even think the other team got a hand on any of his balls.
Well, I don't know if they were trying, Deion, but...
I don't know. I touched the left one.
Robert Mathis got a hold of one. Yeah, I think I might have had both of them.
You whore. Oh.
That is Tom Brady. He is a whore.
Oh, man.
Here in D.C., everybody's down on Robert Griffin because he got on Facebook the other night and started yelling at people. He's telling people about... Here in D.C., I guess, I don't know, because this year went the way it did. They don't want him to have any kind of social life whatsoever. And look who the four quarterbacks are that are left. I mean, you got Tom Brady. This dude sells women's freaking boots, right? He gets treated like a People magazine celebrity. You got Peyton Manning, who will sell anything. I mean, Jesus Christ, a dude will put on a cheesy mustache and do commercials. You got Colin Kaepernick, who's making all kinds of commercials. He's making McDonald's commercials, trying to sell 10 million pounds of disgusting Mighty Wings. And then you got Russell Wilson, who doesn't sell anything, but he does look like a Cabbage Patch Kid, don't you think?
He does, yes.
He does.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, leave Robert Griffin alone.
Leave Robert alone.
That's right. Leave him alone. Tell you what, I don't know, man. We got a new coach, so we'll see what happens. We got a Gruden.
You got a Gruden.
A Gruden. I take a Gruden every morning.
You're such a Rodman.
I can't. I can coach the Browns.
So nobody got their hands on Brady's balls. You know what? You know what Donovan McNabb used to say when you grabbed his balls.
And then he'd puke in the huddle.
Oh.
Hey, look, Donovan McNabb won a lot of NFC East championships.
He was a Super Bowl participant, don't you?
Oh, that's right. Oh shit! I feel like Boomer Esiason. He was a Super Bowl participant as well.
Right.
Matt Millen was a champion.
That's right.
Boomer was a participant.
That's right.
Hey, remember, Boomer, when you participated in that Super Bowl? Yeah, when you watched Joe Montana beat you in the end.
Hey, Pete Smith wants to know, going back to the Browns.
Oh, wait, if it's Pete Smith, you got to say it in an English accent.
I do?
Pete's an Englishman.
Oh, I don't have an English accent.
Get out of here. You've been a radio how long?
It's too bad he was not from the Middle East. I could do that all day.
Well, yeah, you're right, but that's nothing like a British accent. Try to sound like a pretentious homo. No offense to all you British people, of course.
Okay, this is for Pete Smith would like to know, John.
All right.
Is that better?
That sounds much better, Tom.
Do you have the recordings of people calling Cleveland and excusing themselves from being interested in coaching the Browns?
What? Actually, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see here. Let me dig in here. I could probably come up with this. Recordings of people
calling Cleveland and excusing themselves from being interested in. So this is everybody. He wants to hear all the recordings, every message left by everybody who called up Cleveland and said, hey, I don't want the job.
I don't think we have time to play them all.
We can probably come up with
it. The show's only an hour.
Let me.
Don't have to pick three.
Shit. I'll bet the Tidy Bowl Man is on that recording.
Pardon me. I will not take the job.
Hi, this is Mr. Whipple. I don't want the job, and please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Stop goddamn digging at my gravestone. I ain't taking the damn job.
I wouldn't coach the Browns. I don't even know how to coach the Browns, and I wouldn't do it. No way. I don't know how much money they offered.
Well, I'm tapping in here to I'm hacking the Cleveland phones.
All right.
And let's see what we can find here in these messages. All right. Well, let's listen.
Hello. Yeah, this is Bill Whitaker, and I'm the coach of a Pop Warner League 85-pound football team for the Marjorie Boys and Girls Club here in Marjorie, Wisconsin. And, well, look, one of your people has been calling my house and leaving some pretty strange messages. I'm not sure why you'd want to know, but, look, I'm just not interested in being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. For one, I'm a Packers fan, and for two, look, I'm just a kid's football coach, and you know, not even really a very good one. I mean, we were 4-6 this year, and our quarterback, little Timmy Evans, he broke his ankle. And anyway, look, it really doesn't matter. I have a job down here at a window and siding company that my brother Bob runs, and you know, I just can't call him up and say, "Oh, you know, hey Bob, I'm hitting out for Cleveland and being the new coach of the Browns." So, anyway, thanks, but no thanks. But you know, if your guy would stop calling us, that would be great. Thanks. Bye bye now.
Hello, this is Brian Billick calling. And whilst I may seem premature in initiating this conversation, considering you have not as yet called me to discuss your head coaching vacancy, be it known that I would refuse the position anyway, regardless of the riches and power you would no doubt heap upon me. No, my friends, I have been cursed with a thing called pride, and oh, goddammit, why haven't you called? I mean, Jesus Christ, I won a Super Bowl. It wasn't that long ago, and it was in Baltimore, for crying out loud. I'm used to living in crappy cities. I mean, come on, guys, call me, okay? You know my number, call. Come on, be a pal. Okay. Hello? Cleveland Browns? This here is Skeeter Millett.
Yeah, and this here is Duane Millett.
Duane, get off the goddamn extension. I'm trying to tell the goddamn Cleveland Browns that I don't want the goddamn job.
Skeeter's turning down a job. Imagine that.
Goddamn it, Duane. Hang up the phone right now. All right, Cleveland Browns, I ain't interested in your head coaching position.
Well, hell, I is.
What?
Oh, hell yeah, Skeeter. I'm going to do it.
God dang it, Duane. If I'd have known you was going to take it, I'd have surely take it first.
Well, too late, God dang it.
Call me back, all right?
Too late, I done took it already.
We can still talk. We ain't even begun negotiations yet.
Hey, listen here, Cleveland Brown. Hey, listen, why don't y'all go ahead and set a press conference for tomorrow afternoon? I like sleep in.
Well, there's a few for you. That's probably pretty much how they all sound.
Tell you what, man, Duane Millett as the coach of the Browns, I could get behind that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Maybe you could start a trend of, like, you know, wife beater t-shirts on the sidelines.
I can break out my Zubaz pants. I knew they'd come back and use for sometimes there, Skeeter.
All right, Jamie Massey, is it?
Right. Okay.
I want to know Sergeant Spitball's take on the Seattle-San Fran game. Man, I haven't heard from Sergeant Spitball forever.
Well, first off, you're not going to hear from me too much because, of course, I'm on CBS Sports, and I do the NFL Today on CBS Sports and CBSSportsLine.com. It's the San Francisco 49ers against the Seattle Seahawks. So it seems to me that the 49ers are going up there into a real hornet's nest. And, you know, that stadium up there is really, really, really noisy. So, the 12th man up there, boy, I tell you, they can scream and they can shout a lot. So, you got the Seattle Seahawks up there with their heavy offense with Russell Wilson, and you got the 49ers with that Colin Kaepernick there and their big-time defense. But I think I've got to go with that 12th man as the overriding edge. Give it to the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to win and go to Super Bowl, what is it, 60 now? Super Bowl 66 or something like that. I don't know. I can't count those things on my fingers. So, that's what we're going to see here. We're going to see the we're gonna see a Seattle Seattle Seahawks are gonna beat the San Francisco 49ers. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to sip some Pepsi.
Jesus. And finally, Virgil Romer says
Virgil Romer,
Farrah Coughlin.
Colonel Coughlin.
Farrah Coughlin welcomes new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo.
Ben McAdoo?
Is that right? You've got, is that true?
McAdoo. McAdoo? Sounds like a gutter name.
Coordinator Ben McAdoo.
We are going to change your name to something good like Flint. Now listen here.
No, he's got him, you know, mustered up against, you know, and
straighten up your shoulders, suck in your gut. Now, last year, we had nothing but troubles on offense. Hakeem Nicks, he catched the ball. He never scored a touchdown. If next year Hakeem Nicks does not score a touchdown, you shall be executed. We had too much trouble with Eli Manning throwing the interception. If Eli Manning throws one interception, you will be executed. We had trouble with David Wilson and the fumbling. If David Wilson fumbles one more time, you will be executed. I trust we will have a very happy and prosperous relationship. Dismissed.
Right, that's probably exactly how it went.
Exactly.
Oh, any other posts you want to read?
I guess I gotta go over there and look at it. I am doing quite well in the playoff challenge. I think. Let me see. I don't know.
I went from almost last to 11th, and I told you, you know, I had Peyton and Marshawn and Demarius and the Seahawks defense all in their week one, which I got no points for them, but then I got double points. Oh, and Manning. Then I got double points for them all this week. Yeah. And now I'm going to get triple points for all of them in the upcoming games.
But I don't see our league, though. How do I find our league to see where I'm standing in our league?
Did you join the group?
Yeah, I should be. I'm Tom Dooley's Stinky Fingers.
Yeah, you're in there. So you click on groups.
Yeah.
And then you click on the bang group.
Oh, I see. There it is. God, it looks so easy.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, I'm number 18. I'm 18th.
But, yeah, I mean, I think if Seattle and Denver go to the Super Bowl, I may have this in the bag because all I've got are Seattle and Denver players on my team.
Well, I'm sitting here sitting pretty. I've got San Francisco and I've got Denver players on my team.
Well,
and that's all I've got except for Seattle's defense. Other than that, I got all Broncos, Bolden, and Gore.
Well, if New England wins, you're screwed.
There we go. Except for the fact that I picked them, and then I could say, see?
Right.
So, all right, here, let me see if we got any other things that are worth looking at today. If anybody had anything fun to talk about today. Let's see. Oh, Aldemardo Narvaez, which is another Narvaez. We've got two Narvaezes here. By the way, what's the difference between a bucket of crap and Cleveland Browns front office? The bucket! Yeah! Let's see here. I have no questions and nothing funny or special to say. I just want a 40-ounce of the cheapest malt liquor so I can take the stinkiest piss on Ken Wisenhunt for interfering for other jobs during the week of the Broncos game. What in the name of Norv Turner was that game plan from Steven Shields? You know what I thought was rather funny? The fact that the Broncos crowd managed to get them to screw up the snap three times in the first half, and Phillip Rivers was throwing a fit.
Yeah.
Remember when he batted the ball back? Wouldn't that have been funny if they didn't realize?
He was, man. That was hilarious watching them. And they were showing it back in slow motion. It was great.
I know. And I mean, it had not. They had only thrown the flag like a second before that. If they hadn't noticed anything and he smacked the ball down and they called it a fumble, could you imagine the explosion?
Oh, yeah.
Boom! That would have been great. Let's see if there's anything else good. Eduardo Anthony Fagundes Maduro. Oh, there's no Eduardo. It's just Edward. Cleveland Browns job fair. I can imagine a big tent with that sign and a big number of candidates running out and screaming. Suddenly, Norv Turner sees the tent and says, well, this looks like it could be fun. Now, I think Norv wouldn't even go in there, man. I think Norv's looking to get out as fast as he can. But, all right, that's all I got in terms of Cleveland Brown laughing over here. That's pretty much all anybody wants to do, except Steven Shields, who wants to get drunk on some Schlitz malt liquor bull. Well, we still got lots of time left, sir.
We do find out we like the way Jim Nantz says this name.
Jeremy Mincy.
Oh. Jeremy Mincy.
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 Gay!
That's awful mincy. We're going to watch Russell Wilson's going to be mincing around this weekend. So, we should inform the peoples of our intentions. Is this our last show before the Super Bowl or what?
It's the last show before the Super Bowl. This is the show before the conference championships.
Well, I know, but see, now last week, or next week, we do have the Pro Bowl, I believe, and this year we have something interesting in that Deion Sanders might actually suit up.
What?
He wants to suit up. And
no, he's picking the team. Come on.
No, he's tried to get, they won't let him, but he has petitioned to be able to suit up.
Well, he can't. No, and of course they won't let him. Why would they let him?
Well, because he's Leon Sandcastle. Why else wouldn't they let him? They let him in the combine. Didn't you watch television? Andy Reid thought he was outstanding.
All right.
I mean, why not let him? What the hell, man? It's a Pro Bowl. It's not like anybody gives a shit anyway. It's not like they even try. Just put him back there at deep safety. Let him try to pick one off.
Donovan, should they let Deion play?
They should let him play. What the hell? Why not? I've yet to hear a good reason why not. I mean, what's he going to make a mockery of the Pro Bowl?
Oh, God.
People aren't going to take the Pro Bowl seriously. So, yeah, I think we should do something on the in between there. We always have something funny anyway going on. But I guess it's all up to you, homie.
Well, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a show in between the conference championships and the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to ascertain.
All right, so we're completely opposite. You're going Niners, Patriots. I'm going Seahawks, Broncos.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, did I mention this last week? But we lost the fantasy baseball podcast from ESPN for the People's Choice Award.
Well, what are you gonna do, man? They're the worldwide leader.
Fantasy baseball.
I don't get it.
It's a torture.
Oh.
It really is.
It's
we
brutal.
Should make, like, Al-Qaeda freaking people that we've caught and stuck down in Guantanamo. We should make them play fantasy baseball. I swear to God, I don't even know how that shit works. It's the most boring thing I've ever done. I'd rather try to peel apart the layers of steel on a razor blade with my fingertips than do that shit again.
No, do not make me play this game anymore. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
I got
to
tell you, if you're a listener and you play rotisserie baseball... Okay, that's how bad it is, Tom. It's not fantasy anything. Fantasy, as the name is bad enough. But rotisserie?
Oof.
Give me a break. If you play rotisserie baseball, number one, you really need to get out of the house and find some friends or something that are not just online. Because, honestly, and if you are listening to a podcast about fantasy baseball, holy fucking shit, you know what? There's girls out there that you can look at and talk to if you just walk out the fucking door. I just don't understand it, Tom.
You stop. I really don't. Stop now before you end up like this.
I'm just a bitter old podcaster sitting here on my porch. Get off my goddamn lawn.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance, available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.